Hi guys, I just wanted to ask a favor. You may have seen us posting on Facebook and Twitter this week, past 2 weeks or so, about our friend Rebecca from Operation Cobra Cast. She's raising money, well, her family is raising money for breast cancer research, and we would really appreciate it if you would go over and support them. The link is bit.ly/operationhappybirthday.
Lost in one world.
Where are we going?
The home of the blind witch.
Alone in another.
We are your parents.
We don't have any.
I promised them they wouldn't be separated.
Stop making promises you can't keep.
You've heard their story told.
No matter how you're tempted, don't eat anything.
But never quite like this.
I smell dinner.
Greetings from Storybrooke. I'm Bill Meeks.
And I'm Anne-Marie DeSimone.
And welcome to another commentary.
Commentary.
Our third in just, you know.
A month.
Yeah, a month.
Which is crazy.
A month. And we've already recorded our fourth tonight. So I figured what we'd do, because last time we released the commentaries in order that we recorded them. So we started out just cracking open our magic juice, and then in the second episode, we maybe had a little too much of our magic juice.
We may have.
And so then, we'll do it all again, this time, with the progression
backwards.
Stuff. But backwards, exactly. Because now we're having too much of our magic juice.
Do they need to know about this much about magic juice?
They do. They do. Okay. I mean, magic juice is a very popular topic on our Facebook and our Twitter.
It is. Everybody is really excited when we're posting anything about magic juice.
But tonight's commentary is going to be season 1, episode 9, True North, which I believe is the Hansel and Gretel episode. This was another. This was actually another user suggestion. I love the user suggestions. Here, let me see if I can find the person who suggested it. I believe it was on our Twitter.
The Twitter? I thought it was Facebook.
Was it Facebook?
I don't really know.
Excellent.
This is just a hunch.
Yeah, but I barely even remember this episode with Hansel and Gretel and everything.
I remember, especially because I marathoned the first half of season one, Once Upon a Time, like in a week.
Yeah. But this episode was suggested by Lizzie at A Drop of Magic on Twitter. She said, can you do a commentary for True North? An episode so random it can be redeemed with you guys plus magic juice.
Okay, well then.
Or just do the pilot.
We've already done the pilot.
Technically, years ago. So we decided to go ahead and do True North. Now, if you haven't done one of these commentaries with us before, couple of points of order. Point of order number one, if you're not watching the episode along with us,
this will be really
boring.
Don't
listen to this, because, I mean, there are like whole three, 4 minute sections where we're just like watching the show.
Yeah.
So you're going to be really bored if you try and watch along.
There we go. There we go. This is not a commuter podcast.
No, not at all. Not at all. And a second point of order. Here's how we basically get it to where we.
He said second and held up three fingers.
Too much magic juice. the way we do it to where we can sync up, so we make sure we're watching the same thing. What I'll do is I'll do a three count. 1, 2, 3 in play. So it's actually 4 seconds. 1, 2, 3 in play. And then over the course of the first minute or so, anytime a name pops on screen, we'll go ahead and call that out so you can make sure you're in sync with us before we get started. Anne-Marie is very tired already, I can tell. So this might be a very interesting commentary with me talking to myself, but it'll be fine.
I told him I was tired.
And I said, no, we got to push through so we can have 2 weeks before we have to do another commentary. But we'll be fine.
I'm doing my best here, folks.
Once we get started, once there's all sorts of blind witches and starving children running around. You know,
Hansel and Gretel.
It'll be fine. So I guess we'll go ahead.
Lydia, the gypsy.
Yes, yes, because
you got to give them the background on this.
Yeah, we probably should. But me and Anne-Marie actually met in college in doing theater. I was the stage manager. She was Lydia the Gypsy.
It was literally my first stage production that my mother didn't direct.
But it was a stage production of Hansel and Gretel. So,
and I was a witch, or not? I was not the witch. I was a gypsy.
Yeah, there's Lydia the Gypsy.
I got cast and I said, who's the gypsy?
a character created for, I think it was Vera Morris was the version of the show we did.
Written that by is Vera impressive because I,
can't remember it at all.
Nope.
No, but yeah, if it wasn't for this fairy tale, there might not be a Greetings from Storybrook. So very interesting.
Yes. So there's your background.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead and get started here. Open your magic juice. Everybody
set it within
ready?
Reach. Maximum chillax.
Remember, total of 4 count, or total of 4 seconds, 3 count, then play. 3, 2, 1,
play.
And we're starting. Oh, and there's the gingerbread house. That was quick. Oh, yeah, and we're on Netflix, but this should work on your Blu-rays. All that, too. Should. I should have said that before. Oh, and there's the Hulk and Wolverine, ABC Studios production.
And Henry.
Jennifer Goodwin. Fantastic. Oh, yeah, all those Marvel comics, because this was right
Jennifer
after.
Jennifer Morrison.
Lana Perilla. This is right after Disney bought Marvel, though,
like,
wasn't
just
it?
Just after.
Josh Dallas just went off. Jerry Gilmore. And that's Hansel and Gretel, I'd assume.
Yeah. They just stole things.
Yeah. I hate watching things like this just because sometimes with comic books and racks like that, like on TV shows, you can tell they just went down to the laser printer and printed out copies of the books because the proportions are off. Oh.
Womp, womp.
He's much crueler in his Storybrooke persona.
Mm-hmm.
Persona.
Hello, Magic Juice. We're Hansel and Gretel.
You remember from the story, Hansel and Gretel. The woodsman.
Ah, yes. A woodsman. Many a woodsman in the fairy tale world.
Mm-hmm. Well, they all take place in the woods, so makes sense. Father, let me ask you a question, Father.
Let me ask you a question. Brother, please accompany me.
Into the woods. And don't come back. Just take this and keep walking. Isn't it in the original story, isn't there supposed to be a stepmother who's yes, all like...
An evil stepmother.
Yeah. Don't let them come back.
Yeah, pretty much.
Where is she? The kid who's playing Hansel looks familiar. But I have a feeling it's because he looks like another child actor who's an adult now.
Yes.
But it's reminding me of maybe the guy who played Neville Longbottom in Harry Potter.
He does not look like Neville Longbottom.
Is it not Neville Longbottom?
No, it's not him. Not at all.
Who am I thinking of then?
No, that's who you're thinking of. I can see what you're saying. It looks like Neville from the first movie, not this 8th movie.
No, honestly, and I believe this came up in one of our other commentaries, but it looks like a kid who used to be one of Michelle's friends on Full House.
Probably.
Don't you kids know it's illegal to be children in the woods? Take them away until they're adults.
Oh, the queen.
Always comes back to the queen. She's always out in a caravan.
She really is, like...
That's basically all she does. She commissions new outfits with funny hats.
And the fake hair.
She commissions outfits and goes around in caravans arresting commoners. Come on, Sneezy / Mr. Clark. Give him a break. There's a lot of twine in this shop.
Is the shop?
There were like four, I think it's a drugstore, but there were like four shelves full of twine behind
it. Is it twine or is it?
It looks like twine.
The prop department getting lazy on the cans.
We'll just fill those shelves with twine. No one will notice. It's not like people are going to be sitting down to watch this 2 years later looking for things to say about it while it's going on or something.
You don't have parents.
Our parents are dead. Oh, wait, that's the other podcast we do.
The fake hair that's the wrong color.
I like that little, like, half cape thing she has on, though. It has a nice pattern on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the leather or whatever?
Yeah. Man.
What?
Power to the griddle.
What is this, David and Goliath? She looks very witchy in that outfit.
That was probably the point.
Yeah.
See, and all I can think is that Gretel's outfit looks totally Matilda Jane, and you don't understand that, but it's really expensive.
Hmm. All I can think is those vines leather look pants. Really fake. Really fake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Awful, in fact. I would classify those as awful.
Those may have been worse than the neckline in the other episode.
I could probably whip up something better in an afternoon, honestly.
I could probably whip something better.
You're going to find me a new outfit to wear.
One that is black and leathery, with possible feathers.
And then stay off the road so I don't have to arrest you when my caravan comes through again. But it's very inconsistent.
Yeah, it'll stop over
there. And the better I know you, actually, the worse it works.
Yes.
By the third time I've met you, I can't tell at all if you're lying or not.
Nope. I can barely tell what color hair you have. Bad sheriff. Bad sheriff.
Dun dun. Dun dun. Dun 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 dun
dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun.
You left me hanging on that.
Great place to hide out, kids. Not. See, these kids, they just don't get it. If you're squatting somewhere, you really want to stay somewhere where you can see out the windows. I know initially you think, no, I don't want people to be able to see me through the windows. But if you're down in the basement, you're not going to be able to see someone like on the porch. Right? Get it together, Hansel and Gretel. Come on. Zimmer. It's very German.
Dutchy,
German.
The Mennonite.
Scandinavian. No, I'm kidding.
No.
I'm being ridiculous with Scandinavian.
Magic juice.
And we eventually saw that flashback with Emma, where she was in the home feeding the meal ticket. Well, we got a couple, I guess.
Yeah.
One with baby Emma, and then
baby Emma.
This past season with teenage Emma. I'm giving a really emotional speech in perfect lighting.
She reminds me of Mary from Little House on the Prairie.
Like, if the little girl who plays Gretel is listening, I apologize. Don't take this the wrong way if it's not true. But it almost looks like they put some sort of treatment on her skin or something to make it look a little oily. Like her and Hansel.
Hansel.
I call him Hans. So are those big stamps
recently
just like
removed.
Just like are those big stamps just for like the date?
Probably.
Because it always seems like they have those big stamps, but they always only have one of them. And they never
date changes.
Yeah, I know, but they never mess with them before they go to stamps, so that's why I figured it had to be like something like the date.
Why is this discussion?
We're commentating. You know that foster system you hate, Emma? You remember those two foster families you hated when you were a kid? That's where they're going.
Oh. I don't know.
I almost did. I was almost there with you.
You're almost there with me?
It was close. You know, when I first saw that hat, I was like, it's cute. It's kind of unique. Now I'm over it. I'm completely over the hat. The Blind Witch, who starred on every USA TV series back in the 90s, because we looked her up beforehand.
She
was on a Weird Science, and
we talked about that on the show.
Did we talk about that on the show? No, that was before we started recording.
Was it?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, let's focus.
See, but the whole point of a commentary is to not focus, because they've all watched this episode way more times than we have.
I know, and I want to watch it.
It was like a weird thing she did with her mouth there. Like, oh.
Oh, indeed I will.
Does she have like shoulder pads there?
I think she has shoulder pads for days.
And the one on the left looks longer than the one on the right a little bit. Maybe it's just the angle.
It's the hair.
Dun, 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 dun. And I think we completely miss what she wants from the Blind Witch, right?
Yep.
That's fine.
So thanks for that.
No, these commentaries aren't about keeping track of the episode, providing insight about the episode.
No, not at all.
It's about sitting back with your friends watching an episode of Once Upon a Time. Your old friends Anne-Marie and Bill.
Please tell me you're drinking magic juice too, people.
Hansel and Gretel.
There's been a lot of that tonight.
It's almost like we've done 80-some episodes of a podcast together and have a natural rapport. It's weird.
So weird.
It's called Neverland because you never leave.
Ooh. So is the elementary school public or private?
I don't know, because it's like they wear uniforms, right?
Mm-hmm. Mary Margaret's not my mommy.
And if so, what fairy tale characters go to the public school, if it's public and private? Cause, or like all the ones that nobody knows about?
Go to the public school.
Go to the public school. There's like – that's how the classes are separated in Aww. Storybrooke. There's all the ones that Disney's made movies about, and they're like the middle and upper class, and then the lower class are like rose red.
Peasants. Aww.
Rose Red, the forgotten sister of Snow White. Total lies, yep. Like yep. Lying to your son blatantly, like not even related to the truth.
Nope.
Not like, hey, I met this guy in Tallahassee and...
She didn't meet him in Tallahassee.
Or rather, I met this guy and we ran around for a while. No, he was a fireman and, you know... his name was Charlie and... He wasn't related to Rumpelstiltskin.
Nope. Mr. Gold is not your grandfather. Oh, if only you
also
knew.
He's never spent time with pirates. No. And he didn't frame me. Leave me holding the bag. Turns out his address was on the label on the front of the file. Aww. Besides half the rent. Yeah, this is pre David waking up, right?
It appears to be, yeah.
Liar. This episode should be called
The Liar.
False North, not True North, because she's lying all the time. We're roomies. We're roomies, but she's going to get framed for murder, and it's going to be crazy, but then I'm going to find out she's my mom, and it's going to be fine.
And then Hansel tries to eat the witch's house.
As he always does. That gluttonous Hansel.
But look at that spread.
That is a pretty good spread.
It's like a tower of macaroons. I love macaroons.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, all everything, the walls and everything, I can just taste the lead. Mm. How many licks does it take to get to the center of the blind witch's house? One, two, three. Three licks. Google Tootsie Roll commercial owl if you don't understand that reference.
If you're under the age of Havisher.
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 Havisher. Haberdashery. No, that was the last episode. Which will be the next episode for the listeners. Just eat all the icing. I just want him to take like one bite with all of that blue icing.
Nobody does.
I hope. No, he got some cake too.
Yeah.
Weak.
Children.
Nice.
And now it sounds like we're watching Grimm.
Does she have like some sort of like detection mechanism for like when saliva meets confectionery?
Some sort of spell.
To Gold Shop, where I'm sure we'll see some prop that we saw in the Blind Witch's Hut.
And there was a lot.
A lamp.
Very ill-kept lamp.
Definitely not medieval Europe. Did you see there was a little Lego boat up on a shelf there? Yeah. If there's an Emmy for set design, I think they should give whoever
does this
did
room.
Gold Shop, yeah. Just because, like, you know, Easter eggs aside, you know, items you should recognize aside and stuff. It just
– it's pretty.
It feels like it should. You know what I mean? Like, it feels feels like a zillion different, like, little independent antique shops I've been to throughout my life.
You go antiquing often?
Well, actually, when I was in high school, my girlfriend, her father ran like a quarter of an antique shop. So I would go there in the summer.
Just a quarter of the antique shop?
Yeah. Yeah. And I would go in there in the summer and he'd give me $20 and I'd spend all day organizing all the bins and stuff because people would just come through and just rip everything apart because it was just he would go buy like a big crate of, I don't know, old life magazines off someone, then baseball cards off another guy, and then just throw them all in the back of this corner of a shop. I don't know nothing about that, man. Everyone's talking about it. We know who you are, Emma.
We know who you are, Emma. We don't need the story.
It's almost like since you arrived, everything in this town revolves around you. It's weird. You know what, really, overall, it seems weird that, you know, this curse that's on the town mm-hmm. keeps people from aging, yet no one's really ever used a unaging or not aging spell on this show at all.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think someone would use that somewhere along the way. Well, I guess you could probably count Peter Pan as a...
Oh.
But that's a whole different thing, too.
That's a whole different kettle of fish.
That's a horse of a different color. You left three kids alone in your apartment. Seems like
two
a bad
of which
idea.
Are thieves.
Yes, that you caught red-handed. Dun, dun, dun.
Maybe we can hide the kids. Best plan ever by a sheriff, and the award for our best.
Not just a sheriff, but one that the mayor hates. Creepy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's a universal design for the witch's oven, though, mm-hmm. in Hansel and Gretel. Like, it always looks the same.
Yeah. I love it.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Actually, this, the blind witch kind of reminds me of Molly Shannon.
A little bit. Yes.
Both, please.
Yes.
That's a girl. You got the wrong one. She's a girl. She has long hair.
She's blind.
Didn't you hear her go, that didn't sound like a boy. It sounded like a girl. Both?
Mm-hmm.
Gravy and butter. We've discussed this. No, both.
Nope, we're cooking the witch.
Boom. Done. You know, you'd think one of the other dozens of kids that she had in that pile of bones there would have
tried
managed
it.
To do that beforehand, or before now. What an evil thing to do, Regina.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How unlike you. But not wicked, because there's a difference. Yes. There's a subtle difference.
Very.
Skin color, mostly.
What school you went to.
Yeah. What land you were raised in.
Mm-hmm.
Satchel.
Satchel.
No, this is the tchotchke. This is what they were going after.
A cupcake.
Apple.
Mm.
Now, listeners, if you don't remember what happened in the original Snow White story,
apple.
The evil queen gave Snow White an apple. And this wasn't the apple, actually. This was the prototype apple. But if you're close enough to get her to eat the apple, why not just kill her?
Hi.
We'd probably have to rewatch the episode. I'm sure there's a reason. Regina's quest for a
child.
A child. Yeah, actually, that whole, like, Zelina stealing Snow and Charming's baby thing, like, that's totally something Regina should have done. But they are sisters, so I guess, you know.
Right.
Baby crazy's genetic, I guess.
Just crazy.
Okay, listeners. Very important here. Anne-Marie's fading fast. We need all of you to clap right now and say, I believe in Anne-Marie. I believe in Anne-Marie. I believe in Anne-Marie. And she's rising. She's going up. Purple smoke is
purple smoke.
Filling the room.
Purple smoke. I told you.
It'll be fine. We're almost through.
Are we?
6 minutes, 7 minutes.
Okay, I can do that. Hansel and Gretel, get in the car.
Drive! Oh no, that's the compass, not keys.
Let's go, Henry, in your Hogwarts scarf.
That was a really bad run, too. His arms looked like he'd never run before.
Like ever. This isn't the type of town where you get to play outside.
But this is the type of podcast where I get to feel better about myself by making fun of, like, an 11-year-old. So.
They'll never cross the line.
Nope.
Driving.
Then the car breaks down. Hansel and Gretel get out and Hook hits them with the car, right? No, wait, no. That was Belle.
Yeah. Help is on the way.
Help. Man, that magic mirror is in HD. It's nice. Crisp. That guy looks a lot like, do you know the comedian Mike Birbiglia?
No.
I just realized I never tried to say his name before as I was saying it, but no, he looks like Mike Birbiglia. Yet again, several times in season one, special guest star Regina's cleavage.
Yeah. Definitely star.
They aren't shy with those necklines on this. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, the neck is pretty well covered.
Yes, the neck everything is covered. Else. Family, Regina, family. Right there, she kind of looked like Tink with dark hair.
Where did she send them? I forget. Just someplace random?
I think so.
Hansel. Hansel. Yeah, they didn't do anything with the crumbs in this episode.
Like the crumbs. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I just decided what episode we should do next if we don't get any more requests.
What?
The Cinderella episode.
Yes.
Into the woods. Into the woods and out of the woods and home before pre-production. Dun, dun. It looked like the interior light was on in the car, but didn't the battery die?
No, it just stalled.
See, I thought it was like a battery dying stall.
No.
Oh, and it just so happens to be that rascally tow truck driver who had two illegitimate children. Franklin, we'll call him, I guess. What a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
Did you plan this?
Yep.
I've turned him into Gomer Pyle.
Yeah, you really have.
Golly.
He kind of has that look.
Plus, he's a mechanic, which I wasn't Gomer a mechanic before he went to the army? Or the Marines or whatever? I think we should start a new podcast about Andy Griffith's show.
Nope.
No?
Okay.
I'm coming for you, kids.
I'm going to get you.
He does kind of have like that Jason build. I can't actually. I can't really
take them anywhere. The thought.
Their heads would literally explode if I tried to take them over this line. What kind of cop car has...
Yeah.
Windows that can roll, like,
all the way down.
People in the back can roll down the windows.
It's Storybrooke.
One sheriff. No security on the police vehicles. Nope. Won't arrest shoplifters.
Won't arrest anybody. Just wants to find their daddies.
Sheriff acting like she's a social worker.
Yeah. A sheriff worker.
The sheriff worker. Let it go.
Let it go.
Just missed it. You
pretty much.
Yep. So does Jafar, based on that new Disney series.
Oh.
Cruella de Vil. They dressed her a lot more, Mary Margaret, a lot more stylishly in the first season.
I liked it.
But then I get...
Ooh, baby blanket.
Again, I guess the entirety of this last season, she was pregnant for most of it.
So. Yeah, like legit pregnant and actress pregnant. Pick up the blanket again.
She's like, that's my handwriting, isn't it?
That's my sewing writing.
My sewing writing? That's actually a good question. Is there like a difference between like someone's handwriting and their embroidery writing,
like,
in general?
Do you think there is like a style writing?
No, I was just wondering if there was a significant difference.
I have no idea.
Cool. Greetings from Storybrooke at gmail.com if you have any idea. I'm curious. Get a haircut in 3 years on you, kid. Come on.
You'll act like the bad guy. You'll be fine.
Uh-oh. Bad boy come to town.
The stranger's coming in.
Typewriter on his bike.
I know you're Balefire.
Hey guys, I'm new in town. Anybody know where I can find Rumpelstiltskin? I mean, Mr. Gold? I want to pretend to be his son.
Hi, my eyes are extremely blue.
Also, I'd like to become a little boy again and leave the show in a very awkward way. Towards the end of season two. Pinocchio.
My name is Pinocchio.
No relation to the boy who got swallowed by the whale, the puppet boy. Until you did,
until
Mom.
Now.
And we still don't know who wrote the book as of this recording.
3 years later. Still
no idea. Absolutely no idea. No, that was a fun one, though.
That was
good.
Yeah,
if anything, like, it's weird because I think we mentioned at the top of the episode that we recorded the first Jefferson episode first. Then we came back and recorded this one. This felt a lot faster than the Jefferson episode.
Yes.
Even with you pretty much falling asleep halfway through the episode.
I told him I was tired and I didn't want to record.
Oh, it's fine. I just wanted to get them out.
I know.
Get them all set up. All scheduled to go out so everyone can enjoy their Once Upon a Time commentaries.
Somebody live tweet me when you do this and I'll give you my opinions then.
All right, Amory, just to keep you awake until the end of the episode, I'm going to ask that you give out our contact information.
Okay. You can find us on the Twitters at GF Storybrooke. You can contact us via email, greetingsfromstorybrooke@gmail.com. And our Facebook is facebook.com/greetingsfromstorybrooke. Hey, here's something that we didn't do on the other one.
What's that?
Where can people find you online, Bill?
Oh, they can find me online. I'm usually hanging out at google.com. my Twitter is @BillMeeks. My Google Plus is google.com/plusBillMeeks. And you can check out my Superhero Adventure Series, Dog Boy Adventures.
Superhero Adventure Series? Woo!
Yes, at dogboyadventures.com. And what about you?
There you go.
Where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter's at AMDSimone, and I have a blog, Crunchy Crafty and Highly Caffeinated. It's at crunchycrafty.com.
Okay, well, I have a feeling if we don't do this soon that Anne-Marie is going to completely zap out and she's not going to be able to say it with me. So until next time,
greetings
from Storybrooke. Wake up! You missed the last part. Storybrooke.
Storybrooke.
Okay,
Storybrooke.
Storybrooke.
Night.